Me'ilah, chapter 2, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Mishnah 3 begins. Parim hanisrafim, usi'irim hanisrafim, the bull chatas offering, and the he-goat chatas offering that are burnt. These are interesting karbanot in the sense that their meat is not eaten by the Kohen. Rather, at the end of the service, their meat is taken out to the Beit HaDeshen, and there the meat is actually burnt in the Beit HaDeshen. Molin bahen mishahukdashu. These karbanot are subject to the prohibition of me'ilah once they've been consecrated. Nishchetu, now you've brought the karbanot to the temple and you've slaughtered them. Hochshiru lipasel b'tful yom u'b'chusar kippur mevlina. Once you've slaughtered it, it now allows the karban to become tameh. So therefore, if somebody who's a tful yom, somebody who went to the mikvah but is waiting for the sun to set, touches the meat of your karban, it ruins the karban. U'b'chusar kippurim, somebody who had a three-step process to become pure, he went to the mikvah, the sun has set, but he's yet to bring his karban, and he touches the meat of your karban becomes impure. U'velina, or for whatever reason, you stretched out the amount of time it took to do this blood service. You're supposed to do it all by a day, and you took an extra day to do it. Then your karban becomes unacceptable once you started the process with slaughtering. Hoza daman, you've now sprinkled the blood, which is the last part of the blood service. At that point, chayavin aleha mishum pigol, no sar v'tame. At that point, if somebody, when they slaughtered their chatas, had in mind that, oh, I don't plan on doing all the service in one day, I plan on doing some today and some tomorrow, once you've thrown the final blood onto the altar, at that point, you've now made the animal pigol. Nosar is somebody who eats the meat of the animal at the wrong time. Even though you're not supposed to eat any of this meat, if you still eat it at the wrong time, you're subject to the prohibition of nosar. And tameh is, again, you're not supposed to eat this particular karban that we're studying, but if you did eat it while tameh, you would still be subject to the prohibition of somebody who's tameh who ate a karban. Umolin bahen, and mi'ila continues with this chatas all the way until babes hadeshen ad sheyutach habas, until the meat has been brought to the Beis HaDeshen, and not only brought there, until it has been completely consumed by the fire. That's the end of Mishnah 3. Mishnah 4, Ha'ola. The Ola, Molin Ba'a Mi Shehukdasha, is subject to Mi'ilah once you've consecrated. Now, you brought it to the temple, Nishrata, and you slaughtered it. At that point, Hoshra, Lehi Pasel, B'tzul Yom, B'chosar Kippurim, Uvelina. As we saw in the last Mishnah, at that point, after you slaughtered it, now if somebody who's a Tzul Yom, somebody who's lacking Kippurim, or if you had in mind to do it over a long period of time, instead of doing it all in one day, it's subject to those prohibitions at that point, once it's been slaughtered. Nizrak Dama, at the point, once you've sprinkled the blood, at that point, Chayav and Alam Mishum Pigol, if you had in mind to stretch out the service over a few days, even though you did it all in one day, then it becomes pigul after you've sprinkled the blood. No, sir. Although you're not supposed to eat any of the ola, if you do eat it at the wrong time, after the time the ola should have been finished, you will get the prohibition of no, sir. Vitame, and again, you're not supposed to eat the meat, but if somebody does eat the meat of an ola while he's tame, he gets that prohibition as well. V'ein molin ba'ora. However, after the blood has been sprinkled, there is no more mi'ilah when it comes to the hide, because the hide is granted to the Kohanim. Aval molin babasar. However, the meat of the ola is subject to mila ad sheyetze lebet hadeshen, until the point where you've burnt all the meat and then taken out the ashes to the Beit HaDeshen. At that point, once the ashes are in the Beit HaDeshen, it no longer is subject to the prohibition of mila. That concludes Mishnah 4.